from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The place we are at all week long and having a great time at Circa. We've got the owner and CEO of Circa Sports, Circa Resort Casino, Derek Stevens, stopping by, a big Lions fan as well. So it's great to have you on the show. Thanks for having us out here. This has been unbelievable. It is sports heaven for us.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on the show, and thanks for coming out. What a weekend this has turned into, you know, football contest sign-up weekend, Radio Row here. I think Aaron told me we got 37 different stations and football podcasts out. It's pretty amazing. So this for us is the official kickoff of football weekend, and everybody's excited. Everybody's jumping into the 2-football contest, Circa Million, Circa Survivor. So it's been fun.
When you look at some of the contest stuff, you're the guy I feel like I got to ask first. Like, you got tips? Like, once we're in, you got some tips for me? I mean, you know, you got to try to figure out a way how to stay alive. How about in the picks? What's the mistake you think people make the most in the Circa Millions?
In the Circa Millions, well, unfortunately, this is going to be an answer that's not going to inspire anybody. But the number one mistake people make in the Circa Millions is not having a proxy. And forgetting to put their picks in.
Oh my God! I can't believe people do that.
It's you know what? We're guaranteeing $6 million this year in Circa Million. So this is where, you know, you're picking 5 games against the spread every week. You have to register in Las Vegas, but you can play from anywhere.
Okay.
So you register here, and then downstairs at the sportsbook, there's proxies everywhere. They're like doing office hours right now, right?
Yeah, I just saw them posted up in the middle of the
book. They're just posted up, right, exactly. So there's proxies all over, a lot of really great proxies. And a lot of people just say, no, I'm going to get it in, or I've got a buddy that lives here, or I know a bartender at some place and all that. It's baffling to me how many people just forget to put picks in. And I realize there's something that trumps putting your football pick in. It's called life.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's called you know, you could have a flat tire. You know, your phone might be out of cell service. You may have an issue where your son or daughter has practice early, 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, and twist an ankle and you have to go to urgent care. You know, you lose your thought process. But that's what proxies are for. They're there to help you, be a consultant, all that. And that's the number one thing. So, yeah, I can tell you it's not the sexiest answer, but that's the number one.
No, that's a good answer. I don't have I mean, that makes sense to me. We talk about it even in, like, local small survivor pools where you're like, well, you're not going to make a pick? What'd you put your money in for?
Right.
If you're not going to pick a team at least to continue to advance, you know?
I would say the Circa Millions, what's pretty amazing about it is it's obviously this traditional to pick 5 games against the spread a week. So 18 weeks, so you have 90 selections over the course of the year. You get a full year's worth of action. $6 million is guaranteed. About $1.2 million of that is guaranteed in the quarterly payout. So we break the football season down to 4 quarters. First quarter is weeks 1 through 4. Second quarter is 5 to 9. And it's $1.2 million we're guaranteeing in this quarterly payouts. And what's nice about that is that let's say you just get hot for a little period, you got an opportunity to get a cash. There's 126 caches in the Circa Millions. So I kind of recommend the Circa Millions to everyone. You're guaranteed a season-long.
Something to constantly play for.
Yeah. And, you know, even if you start lousy, you still got a lot to play for because the second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter prizes. So that's the contest that historically has you know, it's been around 40 years effectively. That's the one I recommend everybody get in. At least if you're going to pick one, that's the one.
We know that they get a blue jacket for being one of the winners for it. Do they get the opposite? Because we know that one of the prizes for it is finishing last. We know you can cash for being the worst team. Do they get an opposite prize, like a different color jacket?
Yeah, you're talking about the booby prize.
That's right.
Yeah.
The booby prize, no, there's no jacket. You do get a lot of media attention. It's probably akin to, you know, in the seventh round of the NFL, Mr. Irrelevant. You get a little fame and fortune. You get to stay out here. You get to do a lot of media. Everybody wants to know, you know, how were you that terrible? Now, what I tell people, the reason why the individual that wins the booby prize is people want to be around whoever this contestant is so much because it's just as hard be the worst as it is the best. You know, if you go 60 and 30, well, going 30 and 60 is just as hard. You know, so there's something to it. And I think as you get through the season, let's say week 8, week 9, a lot of sports bettors, you know, they start following and you know, fading maybe the top 10. But they all start following the bottom 10. And it is really amazing to see how this plays out and evolves over the course of a season.
We've got Derek Stevens, the owner, CEO of Circa, joining us here from Circa Resort and Casino. Ultimate Contest Weekend, talking about Circa Survivor, talking about Circa Million as well. And here in the Kansas City market, sports betting became legal in Kansas about 2 years ago. Missouri's got it on the ballot in November. So the stigma of sports betting has changed. It doesn't exist anymore, really. And more people, even for our show, were incorporating sports betting. And you guys, I'm sure, whether it's this contest weekend or anything else on a weekly basis, you guys just noticing that more and more interest in it than ever before?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think like you said, I think a lot of things have changed in the United States and culture over the last 20 years, last 10 years, and then when PASPA was overturned, that really changed everything. Because when that happened and sports betting became legal in many states, it changed the dynamics of media. And you know, the big national companies that are showing that have the rights for Major League Baseball or for NFL or college football, now they're talking about things they would never talk about, with like things, for example, point spreads, over-unders, the totals, you know. So when you put a point spread on a television screen, or you put a total on a television screen, what happens is it gives someone an opinion, and everybody thinks the number's wrong. Wait, that's too low, or wait, that's too high. Well, you posted 47, you know, in, you know, Chiefs at home, you know, let's say on a Thursday night, you post a total and everybody goes, oh no, Mahomes is going to roll. Are you kidding? Rice is going to hit that. And we got the fastest guy in the history of the NFL right now. They're going to roll over. This is an easy over. And on the other hand, you got people like 47. This is crazy. It's way too hot, you know. So it's interesting when you post a number, everybody gets an opinion, which is great.
What's your opinion on the Chiefs though? Because, you know, now it's going for a three-peat, it's never happened. I believe you guys have the Chiefs right now here at Circa
at 5-1.
Yeah, +550 to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, I think the Chiefs run last year was pretty amazing. I do think that the higher you climb, you know, the tougher it is to stay up there. I guess we have to see, you know, how injuries kind of play out. I think the Chiefs, I mean, effectively to win a Super Bowl, you have to avoid a lot of big pitfalls. I mean, there's an element where you have to have a great team, but you also have to have a good schedule. You have to be able to deal with the ups and downs over the course of a season. You have to avoid major injuries, and you have to avoid teams that all of a sudden catch fire that you're playing against, you know. It also kind of helps if you're in the AFC West and you get to play the Chargers, the Raiders. I mean, it's kind of helpful that way. You know?
Yeah, your team, the Lions, are in the exact opposite situation. They're in maybe the toughest division in the entire league to go into it. I'll be honest, I like rooting for teams like the Lions because in Kansas City, it was 30 consecutive years of either bad or mediocrity where you just like pray to finally have maybe the quarterback to go with it. So for the Lions, I'm like, yeah, good for you, Lions. I hope you go as far as possible. Kansas City, it's easy to root for teams like the Lions.
Yeah, it kind of is. I mean, the Lions got the benefit, I think, of the 2022 season of being the Hard Knocks team and kind of becoming this darling because they were so bad for so long. In my lifetime, going into last season, the Lions have won one single playoff game.
In your whole life?
My life. I was there. It was at the Pontiac Silverdome. The Lions beat the Dallas Cowboys, but it's one playoff game. I mean, that's where you know, we were just doing this thing with like 109 the Hog over here in Milwaukee, and they're giving me some lip service about Lions. I'm like, you're the Packers, my God. You won Super Bowls. You won all these playoff games. You've had for 30 years. You've had a Hall of Fame quarterback, effectively.
Just every year, just in perpetuity, apparently.
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying because for a period of time, Chiefs were not a top ticket team, and it's been a lot of fun. I mean, clearly the Chiefs have impacted the NFL in such a way that they are such a fun team. I remember, this goes back a ways, my God, probably 20-some years ago, when the greatest show on turf?
Yeah, the Rams.
The Rams were amazing, and that fired people up. And it in some ways, I thought the excitement of the Chiefs kind of did the same thing for football.
And more fans are traveling. We're excited. We're going to be back out here in October for the Chiefs and Raiders and kind of Arrowhead West. I mean, Chiefs fans take over when they come out here, and so we're excited to host a party out here in October. We were here in February for the Super Bowl, so Chiefs fans are starting to make Vegas home more and more, and certainly Circa as well.
Yeah, I mean, from Circa, obviously we're very sports-orientated, and, you know, Chiefs weekend is a weekend that we've got circled. We love Chiefs fans here. You know, we are effectively the home of the visiting team. We are not a Raiders place at all, and definitely Chiefs. Chiefs is the biggest weekend of the year, biggest weekend of the NFL year for us.
I got to at least ask you about your giant laminated sign behind. Somebody earlier dropped off a laminated sign for me. It was just me losing in the hot dog derby.
Oh, look at that.
This was really unfortunate for me. I think yours might be more entertaining.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I'm 0-3 in hot dog races, man. You'd handicap me at minus, I don't know, plus 10,000 at this point to actually win one in my life.
That was at a Royals game, Derek, a week or so ago.
Never forget. Yeah, I mean, we're selling these. These are the big schedules. These, you know, I'm walking around with this thing everywhere I go this weekend because, you know, it's not like at Circa, like people are like, hey, who do you like in week one? No, they're coming up to me. I'm in the middle of a group session. Like, hey, I'm really sweating out week 11. What do you think? You know, I got to have something with me. And every bar I go to, I got to have this thing with me.
Yeah, you got to figure out which one you're going outside of that.
Yeah,
I really like the way that it's set up because it gives me a little bit of a sense of who I should be avoiding. Because, like, some of the color coding, I hate choosing Thursday night games for Survivor. I hate it. It just, like, those games are so, especially, like, divisional games, get the hell out of here. I want nothing to do with it. Those games are traps.
That is true. You know, we filmed last year a documentary about Circus Survivor. And we had our first episode come out earlier this week. Episodes 2, 3, 4, and 5 come out next week. And I would say there are some people that took Thursday night games. And when they did and they won, you wouldn't believe how villainous these individuals
are. Oh, yeah, you're just rooting against everybody. You feel so good.
They root for carnage. They root for game cancellations. These generally nice people, by Friday, if they're already, you know, in the house, you know, they are rooting for some very dastardly things.
It is a good feeling. It is a good feeling.
Just like, I hope you have fun the rest of the weekend as you're just feeling comfortable and happy. Yeah.
For Circa Million, Circa Survivor, people, as long as they come out by that Saturday, right? The Saturday before the start of the season?
Yeah, I recommend September 6th. Be out here by the Friday. September 7th, the cutoff is 2. It's a hard 2 o'clock. But the lines will be so long, it'd be pretty difficult to get in. So I recommend getting out by the Friday. It's $1,000 to enter either Circa Millions or Circa Survivor. Proxies are abundant and available, so you can play from anywhere. Both contests of their type will be the largest football contest of their type in history. And legal is important. And the reason I say legal, you know, it's one thing to play, you know, with your buddies or in a house league or with, you know, a few groups. You know, and you know, $1,000, $10,000, okay. By the time you get to $100,000, you better kind of know who's holding the money.
Yeah.
But we're way past that when we're guaranteed $10 million. You got to play in a legal league because you remember a few years ago, there's a couple of big leagues out of New York that vanished on week 16, mm-hmm. and they still haven't found where that $3 million went.
Yeah, that's never going to be found. That's for sure. Derek, honored to have you on the show. We're excited to be out here. We're excited to come back in October. Been telling Chiefs fans it's going to be the place to be to get set for Chiefs Raiders in October 26th or so.
Yeah, right. It's the weekend, just before Halloween. I would say that particular weekend, it's always like this for Chiefs Raiders weekend. I do recommend booking your hotel room early. We will be sold out at some point in September.
Ooh.
So it's not like a last minute deal. And again, we're going to be the home for Chiefs fans in Vegas. It'll be at Circa Las Vegas. So love to see you and love to see you.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.